All right, looking at events, the big one, the Cape Town International Jazz Festival, getting underway tonight. That means there are going to be some road closures around the CTICC from this afternoon already. So please do be mindful as you navigate your way around town. But if you're not going to the jazz, couple of other options to consider. Firstly, if you're an art fan, the annual Noordhoek Open Studios weekend is happening this weekend. 27 talented artists opening their studios to the public. You can go in, talk to them in their place of work, buy directly from them, and all the proceeds from the door takings go to Mussey Sports and Art. Amazing program doing wonderful work, uplifting underprivileged youngsters in the valley. It's from 10 till 5 p.m. both days of the weekend, and you can buy a weekend pass for 150 rand, a day pass for 100 rand, a studio pass to just visit one studio for 20 rand. A pensioner's day pass is 80 rand and it's free for students and kids. Now, to get the list of who is doing what where, the best thing to do is to go to the website noordhoekopenstudios.co.za. You can also buy tickets from Noordhoek Art Point or just pitch up directly at the studios and pay at the door. If you want a bit of market shopping, the District 6 Museum and Kusister.com are pairing up to host a heritage market at the District 6 Homecoming Centre tomorrow. You can expect local traders, food and drink, arts and crafts, beauty products, clothing and fashion, and much, much more. It's from 10 till 4 tomorrow. The entrance fee is 45 rand for adults, but it's free for kids, and you can book your tickets on Quicket. For a bit of family fun, why don't you take part in the Superhero Family Festival happening in Milnerton tomorrow at the Theo Maree Sports Complex. Dress up as your favourite superhero or pop on your favourite sports team's colours and then go along to enjoy things like inflatable obstacle courses and Zorb ball soccer, face painting, amusement rides, jumping castles. There'll also be a market there and some live music. The entrance is 100 rand for adults, 175 for full rider tickets, including all the different activities, 60 rand for kids. And booking is via Quicket. That's the Superhero Family Festival at Theo Maree Sports Complex in Milnerton tomorrow. Going back to music, two gigs to recommend. Crocky Moses, musician, poet and filmmaker. He's the star attraction at the Olympia Bakery on Sunday with his show called Slow Life. It's a cinematic experience featuring four of his music poem films in which he collaborates with various local and international filmmakers. Sounds intriguing. He's on at 7 p.m. on Sunday evening at the Olympia Bakery in Cork Bay. You need to book in advance via Quicket at a cost of 200 rand per person. And then Café Roux is hosting the Gimme Shelter Band with their Rolling Stones tribute. That one's tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Stones fans can expect all their favourites, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Honky Tonk Woman, Satisfaction and many more. 200 rand a ticket, you can book for that one on Quicket as well. And then lastly, just want to mention a documentary event tonight at the Jack Black Tap Room. They're hosting the African premiere of a movie called Wade in the Water. It's an award-winning film about the story of black surfing and aquaculture. Directed by David Mesfin, he explores the history of black surfing, the struggle for inclusion within surf culture, and it's really an attempt to reclaim a history that actually dates back centuries. If that sounds like of interest to you, you want to arrive at 6 p.m. to enjoy some live music. The film itself starts at 7:30, and then you can stay on for a discussion with its creators afterwards. Tickets are 80 rand ahead, and booking is on Quicket. Next, let's find out what's happening in the world of theatre. And this week, we call upon critic and publicist Alison Foat.
Hi, Pippa, and welcome to a weekend of amazing theatre. On now until the 18th of May in the Baxter Theatre Studio is The King of Broken Things, starring Cara Roberts. It's described as an adventurous and magical excursion into the rehabilitation of hearts and of broken and discarded objects. The show touches on ancient Japanese traditions, mythology and dreams, and highlights the magic that we so easily forget is everywhere. The production received a Gold Ovation Award at last year's National Arts Festival, and more recently, a Fleur de Cap Theatre Award for the Best Theatre Production for Children and Young People. There are matinee and evening performances happening, with tickets from 130 through web tickets. At the Cork Bay Theatre, Another Day is a witty bonsai musical with outstanding choreography, matched with song and storytelling. Having the Searle name in the showbiz mix means you can expect a slick dance performance and a dash of sizzle. Described as an enchanting and offbeat romantic comedy of temptation and reckless abandon, Another Day is on until the 15th of May at 8 p.m. with tickets through the theatre website or Quicket. Please note, no under 18s. Then Cliff and the Shadows tribute show is at the Mask Theatre in Musenberg and is based on the actual final reunion of the same name that covered most of the biggest hits and most well-known music by these great artists, both vocal and instrumental. Tickets for this family-friendly show, performed by the versatile Shadows Experience Band, cost from R100 through Cricket. Enjoy the theatre weekend.
Thank you so much. That was Alison Fote, and you can check out more of her lifestyle and travel writing on her blog, capetowndiva.com. For a podcast suggestion, we turn to our digital producer, Rafiq Wahid.
What if I told you that a cat meme could enlighten us on the existential threats our society fears the most?
What if I told you that by sending that eggplant emoji followed by three panting smiley faces, you're engaging in modern folklore? Hi, I'm Perry Carpenter.
And I'm Mason Amadeus.
And this is the Digital Folklore Podcast.
The Digital Folklore Podcast is a fully immersive sound design podcast that uses storytelling, voice acting, interviews, and scripted narrative to analyze various expressions of internet culture.
When most people think of folklore, they either assume that it just means old stories or they think of the Taylor Swift album.
In reality, it is so much more. Folklore encompasses nearly everything, the richness, the complexity, and the weirdness of human expression.
The internet allows communities to form, bloom, and flourish in ways that they never have before. And wherever people gather, folklore emerges.
From the absurd to the unsettling, we dig into the ways we express ourselves online and the artifacts we leave behind.
The Digital Folklore Podcast is an entertaining way to learn about modern folklore and societal truths. Hosted by Perry Carpenter and Mason Amadeus, the Digital Folklore Podcast will be available on your favorite podcatcher. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you so much, Rafiq Wahid. Next, we're off to the movies, and here's my producer, Maxine Peters, for a walk through what's new.
Opening today is the romantic sports drama Challengers. It stars Zendaya, Mike Faist, and Josh O'Connor. It follows a professional tennis champion who plots a comeback with the help of his wife, who's played by Zendaya, as he goes up against his former best friend, who is also his wife's former lover.
Art's got his coach, Tashi Donaldson, who also is his wife.
I'm playing for both of us, Tashi.
I think maybe we're disturbed by the fact that she could have been into someone like me.
When we were teenagers.
When we were teenagers.
Hey,
I love you.
Also opening today is Breathe. This one is a science fiction thriller, and it stars Jennifer Hudson, Mila Jovovich, Kwavenzene, always struggle a little bit with her name, Kwavenzene Wallace, and Sam Worthington. This film is set in a world where oxygen levels on Earth have dropped, making it impossible to live on the planet's surface without specialized equipment.
Who the hell are you?
I know your husband was working on the O2 generator.
I need to replicate it.
If she could replicate Dad's invention, we could be onto something big, Ma.
Our air filtration system is failing. We don't get back.
25 people will die, but I need to see that machine, and I will see it one way or the other.
We gotta stop her.
Think about your daughter and do the right thing.
Quiet!
If you want something lighter, the South African coming-of-age comedy Just Now Jeffrey, which stars Rob van Vieren, is also on the circuit from today.
Thank you so much. I'm going to add one more, if I may, because last night I went to watch the premiere of another new local film called Snake. It's by director Meg Rickards, who brought us the movie Tess, if you remember those interviews. Like Tess, it's based on a book by Tracy Farron. And Tracy's actually written the screenplay for this movie, which is in Afrikaans with English subtitles. And yeah, you don't even notice it. As an English speaker, within 5-10 minutes, you are fully immersed in the film. The storytelling is that good. So if you're not an Afrikaans first language language speaker. Don't let that put you off. It is the story of a farm worker family whose lives are turned upside down by the arrival of a mysterious stranger. Jerry appears at first to be the answer to their prayers, but it turns out he has anything but good intentions. And the person who really bears the brunt of his menace is the young daughter, Stella. Now, I have to say, what stood out about this film is the absolutely astonishing performance of 9-year-old Lamia Barnard, who plays the role of Stella. She was extraordinary, ably supported by co-stars Niels van Jaarsveld and Taryn Veenhart. Beautiful cinematography. It was shot on location in Atlantis and Malmesbury in Philadelphia, so you're going to have a real sense of knowing the landscape it is set in. It's not an easy film to watch. It's very dark subject matter. It's tough to engage with. It is not light fodder for a Friday evening to be forgotten soon afterwards. It's a movie you will linger with you. So do bear that in mind. A very well-told story, a very well-made film to be proud of. You can catch it at New Metro Canal Walk for the next week. And if enough people ask to see it there, the run gets extended. That's how it works. So please bear that in mind and think about considering Snake, directed by Meg Rickards. That's on the big screen. Let's turn to the small screen. And shall we start with a listener question, Max?
Yeah, Terry wrote in during the week to say how much she's enjoying the new season of Listing Cape Town. And that one's on BBC Lifestyle. And she's also asked whether there is going to be a Listing Durban next.
Terry, I feel you. I'm a little bit obsessed with the show as well. If you haven't caught it, it's estate agents basically taking you through their very fanciest properties that they're trying to sell. And it's a real how the other half live, or rather how the other 0.0001% live. The prices are jaw-dropping. The homes are off the charts. Some of them incredibly beautiful. Some of them make you really go, what were they thinking? But hey, everybody's taste is different. But yeah, so Terry, I understand why you want more of it. Look, you may have to wait a while for Listing Durbs. The production team has just announced that the next new edition is going to be Listing Mauritius. They have, in fact, just started filming. The notice came out a day or two ago that they're busy filming Listing Mauritius. I believe they're going to be 10 episodes and the show is likely to air later this year. And they've also dangled that there's going to be a season 3 of Listing Cape Town sometime next year. So don't know anything about Listing Durbs, but we'll keep our ear to the ground, Terry. And if we hear anything, you'll be the first to know. Let's talk about what's happening on the terrestrial channels this week, Max.
The big one is the Sunday night movie. It's on Mnet. If you missed Oppenheimer at the movies, here's your chance to see it from your couch. Among its clutch of Oscars, of course, there was Cillian Murphy, who won Best Actor. Robert Downey Jr. won Best Supporting Actor. And Christopher Nolan, who won for Best Director. It will also screen on Showmax from Monday.
Okay, and from some epic highbrow movies to, shall we say, the opposite. If you're in the mood for a bit of movie nostalgia, Mnet Movies 3 is where you want to be this month, I believe.
Yeah, they're screening all four of the Mummy movies, which I loved, starting with the original Arnold Vosloo and Brendan Fraser classic, and that's on Sunday evening just before 6 p.m, and then the sequel to follow each Sunday after that. But wait, there's more. There's also the screening of four of the Jaws movies on Friday night. Didn't know there were more than one movie with Jaws. And starting with the first film tonight, just before 6 p.m, all of that is on Channel 107.
If you've not seen Jaws 4 The Revenge, you've missed out on a seminal cultural experience, Max. It is the most ridiculous film ever made. And I know Michael Caine has been interviewed in the past because he is in a Jaws movie, believe it or not. And he laughs it off and says he's perfectly aware of how ridiculous the movie is, but it bought his mother a house. So he's fond of it. Okay, so that's on Channel 107. Just a note that if you prefer to keep your toes on BBC UK TV, for those of you who have access to it, season 19 of Strictly Come Dancing starts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Among the celebs in this season, BBC journalist Dan Walker and Chef Tilly Ramsey. That's Gordon's daughter, I think. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So that one on Channel 134, if you've got access to one of the packages that has BBC UK TV, tomorrow night at 7. Okay, on the streaming services, we're going to start on Disney Plus for a change, and there's a real goodie coming.
Yeah, a big moment for Beatles fans. Disney is dropping the restored documentary Let It Be on Wednesday next week. This will be the first time the film has been available to view in more than 50 years. It's directed by Michael Lindsay-Hogg, and the film documents the group's rehearsing and recording songs in January of 1969 for what was to become their 12th and final studio album, Let It Be. The film includes an unannounced rooftop concert by the group, the last public performance ever given by the four together.
Wow, what a piece of music history. Okay, we've got to wait till Wednesday next week, but if you're looking forward to that, the release is on Disney Plus of the newly restored Let It Be. What have they got on Apple TV this week?
They've got the new sci-fi series Dark Matter. It stars Joel Edgerton and Jennifer Connelly. It premieres on Wednesday next week, and it's based on the best-selling novel about a scientist who's abducted into an alternate version of his own life. He faces a nightmare experience as he tries to work his way back home amid a labyrinth of possible realities which he could have lived. Apple also has a new documentary series dropping on Wednesday. It's called Hollywood Con Queen. Journalist Scott Johnson investigates a con artist who impersonates the film industry's most powerful women and then convinces unsuspecting would-be stars to part with their cash with the promise of their big break.
Okay, so Dark Matter and Hollywood Con Queen both dropping on Wednesday next week on Apple TV+. Now, I think on Netflix, the most interesting release of the week for me looks like the soccer documentary. And I can't believe I'm saying that because I'm not much of a football fan. But the final, Attack on Wembley, looks really interesting, Max.
This one takes us back to July 2021 when England was on the verge of a historic Euro Cup victory over Italy. But as 6,000 ticketless fans stormed Wembley Stadium, a night of drug and alcohol-fueled mayhem ensued. This show contains first-hand testimony from those fans and FA officials also about the moment of national pride that turned into a disaster.
Only 3 years ago, it seems like so much longer than that. Okay, that really sounds interesting. And that too drops on Wednesday next week. They're really making us wait for all the good stuff this week. You can also wait until Thursday, though, for a bit of Irish escapism on Netflix.
Yeah, they've got a new series called Bodkin. It starts on Netflix on Thursday next week. In this darkly comedic thriller, a crew of podcasters sets out to investigate the mysterious disappearance of three strangers in an idyllic Irish town.
And then let's finish for once on Showmax. What have they got for us this week?
Pick of the week looks like a movie called A Good Person. It stars Morgan Freeman and Florence Pugh. They are two strangers whose lives are shattered by a fatal car accident. As they navigate life afterwards, both start to learn that friendship and forgiveness can be found in the unlikeliest of places.
I know both of their performances were very highly rated. I haven't seen the movie, but I heard it said it was the best thing Morgan Freeman had done in years in particular. So look out for A Good Person on Showmax. Thank you so much. Other thing just to mention, by the way, Monday, Showmax is dropping a whole raft of classic movies, the likes of Inception and Interstellar and Dunkirk. So keep an eye on your schedule from Monday onwards. You might be able to find an oldie but a goodie to keep you entertained. Just a reminder, if you have got a question about your favourite TV show or what's coming up on a particular channel, please send me the question in advance and email to pippah@capetalk.co.za. We'll do our best to get an answer for you in time for the next segment on Friday.